Welcome back in, hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. So we've talked a lot about John Robinson so far in the show, Joe, and he's kind of been on a little bit of a media tour as of late, starting last week down at the Senior Bowl with Jim Wyatt and the comments about Ryan Tannehill of, quote, he's our quarterback. He's been several places since then, including a sit down with Ben Arthur from the Tennessean to discuss a myriad of issues with the Titans. Obviously, among those issues is Ryan Tannehill, and we just tweeted that out. I tweeted it out at rstanleynhl. We'll tweet it out at 1025 The Game as well on Twitter. You can check out that article on the Tennessean. Lots of different things that Ben Arthur got to with John Robinson. And I'm not going to sit here and read the entire article on the air, but basically he asked him about Tannehill and the balance of the interceptions and turnovers and how that was a major issue last year that needs to be fixed. And J-Rob went through this long answer about the quarterback position and reading coverages, and it takes a lot of things to go right, and when it doesn't go right, sometimes the quarterback is the one that has the brunt of the blame that gets fault in him. So kind of some coach speak there from John Robinson on that answer. The follow-up question was interesting because the question that Ben Arthur asked was, have you felt the need to reassure Ryan that he's your guy amid all the criticism that he's faced? And the quote from John Robinson was, quote, Ryan's a pro. He knows how much he means to us. Traded for that guy, gave him an opportunity to start, new contract. I think it's pretty apparent where he stands with us. He's our quarterback. I don't know how many more times I got to say it, end quote. This is from John Robinson and the Tennessean. So it sounds like J-Rob's a little bit tired of talking about the quarterback part of this, a little bit tired of talking about Ryan Tannehill, and taking him from face value there. Like, it seems to me like they're not even giving the quarterback position a second thought, at least publicly, of, yeah, Tannehill's our quarterback. We're moving forward with Ryan Tannehill. Why is that so hard for you guys to understand?
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I'm reading those comments from J-Rob.
Well, tired of maybe if it's not him talking about it, everybody else. Talking about it. So how do you come to that? You know, we'll never know exactly. Like, did he stay up all night after that playoff game and try to break every possibility down and every possible trade another quarterback in the league and come back and say there's just no way it's happening? Or not. I don't know. I think fans would love to find out that John Robinson did all he could to look around, right? That would feel better about that. Now, Ryan Tannehill may not feel better about that. But at this point, I'd be very surprised if you hear a peep about anything. I'm not saying just hear it. I'd be surprised if anything was done. It seems pretty clear to me that however they came about it, and there's no, again, I don't believe for a minute that they haven't been shaken a little bit by what just happened. I don't buy that at all. But there's a pretty united front here that he's the guy. That's it. It's enough. And frankly, like at some point, it's like I think we should listen to him and talk about other stuff.
Well, it's I hear you, but it's one of those things too where if you're a Titans fan, if they get through this whole offseason and there's no drafting of a quarterback, there's no mention of looking at the quarterback position, if I'm a Titans fan, I am pissed. Why would you not even take a look at trying to upgrade the quarterback position? What does that tell your fan base if you're not even taking a look at the quarterback position? Now, again,
it tells your fan base you believe in Ryan Tannehill.
I understand that. What does that tell your fan base?
Well, it tells your fan base, you know, next year, Ryan's going to show you. So, I mean, you know.
Good luck with that approach.
Well, that's fine. But, I mean, you know, but like, if you have whatever you've done, if you think that your best bet is Ryan Tannehill as your quarterback because any other move completely changes your team, which I think is fair, then – What are you going to do? I mean, at some point, you know, like, that's your guy.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if I'm a Titans fan and they get through this entire offseason, which the more John Robinson talks, the more I think this is going to happen of they might draft somebody. Maybe. it probably not going to be in the first round, the more I kind of read into this stuff, but they might draft somebody. But Ryan Tannehill is going to be the quarterback next year, and they're just going to ride with that. Now, look, I'm not surprised that Ryan Tannehill is going to be the quarterback next year. We've talked about that ad nauseum here on the show. I would be, if you would ask me this question a week ago, I would be surprised if you set me down and told me, yeah, they're going to go through the whole offseason and they're not even going to make a phone call. Like, they're not even going to look at quarterback. That would surprise me. And that, based on these comments from John Robinson, and maybe it's just a general manager tired of the noise and he's being as strong as he can possibly be, and what he says and maybe what he ultimately ends up doing months down the road are two different things. I don't know. But the way I kind of read this is, yeah, shut up. We're not looking at quarterback. Move on. And if that's the case, if I'm a Titans fan, it doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah. I mean, look, the thing is, you can have conversations that don't make it.
Of course.
That don't become public, you know. I mean, when something gets reported, that's because someone said, okay, I want this out there, so let's get this out there. So I think there are a lot of conversations that these guys have that never see the light of day. I'm not just talking internally. I'm talking about with each other sometimes too. I think that happens a lot. I would agree. Like if it was purely like, oh, everything's fine, all's good, no problem, no, let's talk about other stuff, I would agree that Titans fans have a right to question that and say why. Like, you, this isn't just he had one bad game. I mean, you can share the blame different ways on, like John said, accurately, you know, on a particular pick. It could be a receiver's off his spot, and I think it's very clear a couple of those picks this year were that. But it's been two playoff games in a row now where he didn't perform up to snuff. So I don't blame anybody, for a Titans fan, for being upset if they think that it was purely just like, oh, everything's good, we're good. But I like, him saying this like this doesn't necessarily prove that. We're never going to know unless something does come out. And if nothing comes out, then that's what people assume. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
Silver Mountain on Twitter says, Titans management has got to be pissed at 102.5 The Game. You find folks keep bashing their game plan, which is to keep a decent management strategy for their team going forward. This is coming from Silver Mountain on Twitter.
Huh?
I think Titans management is upset with our radio station, which, by the way, I don't really care if they are. You want people to kiss up to the Titans, there's other stations in town for that kind of stuff. It's not going to be us.
That was a Jared-like comment right
yeah.
there. yeah, I mean, first of all, yeah, people get mad. I don't care either, but I'm trying to understand the comment there. The game plan?
Yeah, I guess the game plan for the strategy moving forward for the team.
Okay, like their offseason game plan.
Like, how dare we question the quarterback?
All is well.
Everything's going well.
Titans are going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, have at it. Leave things as they are. That'll work.
Yeah, look, I mean, they're going to have to do a lot of things to make things good enough around Tannehill. And even then, again, we're going to get to a point where Ryan Tannehill has to play – he has to do things that we have not seen in quite a while for them to. And then can you do it again and again? It's asking a lot. So, look, they are right now entering this era of they're going to be good next year. The excitement for this team is, I think, going to be quite diminished from what it was going into this last season. That's the reality.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. What do you make of John Robinson's strong endorsement for Ryan Tannehill at quarterback? We'll get to those thoughts coming up on the other side. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, and we can't wait for the Rams to take on the Bengals. And to celebrate, new customers can bet $5 to win $280 on either team to win when you use promo code ROB when registering. To get your Super Bowl odds boost, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, deposit at least $10, and pick your team. I'm going with the Bengals on the money line in this game, but you take it any way you want to take it. There's no better place to bet the Super Bowl than on FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got great same-game parlays where you can combine the small bets for bigger wins, tons of Super Bowl props, and much, much more. So don't miss your chance to turn $5 into $280. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code ROB to make every moment more this Super Bowl. Again, that promo code is ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only, a $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market, a max bonus of $280. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.vandal.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezvik here with you, taking your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Got a texture that says, the Titans with Tannehill have become the Andy Dalton Bengals. Good seasons, but fans have no reason to expect playoff success. It's coming from a texter on the text line. Maybe using your phrase a little bit there, which from The Athletic was, what was that, Ryandy Daltahill?
Ryandy Daltahill.
Yes.
Now that's just, you know, you can't get word smithery like that everywhere.
No, you really can't.
Okay. Subscription, please.
Also, guys, I have to say this really quick. There's a new Twitter update. You can dislike tweets.
Oh, really?
Well, that's all we need, is just more chaos on Twitter. It's good stuff.
Well, isn't there,
it's
also
calm enough as it is?
Yeah, isn't there like a new thing coming where you can like write a long thing too? I just saw this. It's like Twitter stories.
We need to be able to edit tweets, because I'm just really bad with typos sometimes.
Yeah, I'd rather them allow an edit tweet function than a dislike. God, how many?
Actually, a downvote. So technically, not.
It's a downvote. Okay, well, same thing. That's going to get out of hand.
Yeah, it is.
Stupid app that I'm addicted to.
Terrell texting in says, why invest in a 38-year-old quarterback that hasn't won more than one ring when he had better teams in the past years and didn't win like this year? Russell Wilson or even Derek Carr would be a better investment. Does this feel like the last season when Mariota had his last chance? How many games until he's pulled? What other Tannehill-like quarterbacks are out there? Mitch Trubisky or Andy Dalton? It's coming from Terrell on the text line.
Yeah.
Now we moved on to Trubisky.
Yeah. So, again, I really hope this is the last day we talk about all this stuff, because like there's just no point anymore. Yeah. Really, there isn't. But as we've said the whole time, like if there was going to be any kind of move, then it has to be a swing for the fences. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. There's zero reason to, again, go through the pain, because there is pain to try to get out of something like this year for like a so-so, quote-unquote, good quarterback.
Yeah.
But yes, there is. This does, next year, going into next year, does feel to me like probably it felt in Cincinnati for quite a few years, where they had a good team. They were going to get to the playoffs, and there wasn't a ton of optimism that the quarterback they had was going to actually be able to win playoff games for them against teams that usually had better quarterbacks. It does feel that way a little bit.
Ray from Clarksville texting in says, remember that the circumstances surrounding this year's playoff run was a whole lot different because our star running back was hurt. Is Tannehill and Henry the combo you need, given the fact that both remain healthy next season to make it all the way? Well, I mean, it certainly helps if you have Derrick Henry healthy, but Derrick Henry was healthy all of 2020. You got put out in the first round because your quarterback wasn't good enough in the playoffs. I guess the other thing.
And Derrick Henry was stopping that game, by the way.
That's the thing. This is three consecutive playoff games where Derrick Henry has been shut down for the most part. Now,
and only one of them was coming off of serious injury.
Right. Now, you know, obviously, if he's healthy next year, that's a big deal for this Titans team. I think we would all recognize that. I think we all also recognize that the game plan, regardless of who your opponent would be in the first round of playoffs at that point, is, all right, let's see if we can try to stop Derrick Henry. And teams have done that in the playoffs the last three times he's gone out there. It requires your quarterback to make some plays, and he's not been able to do it. So, yes, I'll take my chances with Derrick Henry, obviously, if he's back to being full Derrick Henry. But at some point, you're still going to need your quarterback to make some plays, and he hasn't done it. Now, could that change? Maybe. I just don't have a lot of confidence right now.
Yeah. I mean, look. The first thing, once we get past this, once we get past Aaron Rodgers and everything, the first thing is, okay, so what are they doing? Are they going to invest a high pick in possibly the next guy? Again, I don't really care about what the overall evaluation of a QB class is. I don't think that ever really matters too much. It's if you find one person you really like, and could you possibly get that person? But if you do that, then what are you forfeiting?
Yeah.
You know, what kind of help for him are you giving up by doing that?
Keeping in mind you don't have a second round pick.
Right. And it's about what John Robinson is doing around Tannehill and, you know, the rest of the team too, trying to keep the defense together, maybe make the defense better. Although I think to me the defense, a lot of it is, you know, like for example, the first round pick from last year coming on and getting healthy. And then how does Tannehill respond in the regular season? But, you know, look, Tannehill could have a huge bounce back year, and there will be a lot of told you so, you Tannehill naysayers on that, but it's still going to be the same exact thing that it was when that playoff game ended. Okay, playoff game. What have you got?
Adam in Portland texting in says, Stillman started this rumor. He's the Schefter of Nashville, telling coaches to tamper with players at the Pro Bowl, trying to make something with no legs stand up. I've listened to him for so long, and I enjoy it, but this is wild. Make of it what you will. That's my opinion. It's wild what he's doing.
Well, if Aaron Rodgers isn't moving to Nashville, then you've got a point.
Right.
Is Aaron Rodgers building in Franklin? I think that's accurate.
I would assume at this point, if he was not, something from his camp would have probably been said on that front.
Just my guess. So, again, I mean, if that's true, then this isn't a rumor that someone's starting. Now, the tampering thing is pretty funny. But, hey, tampering does happen. We know this.
Yes. Santa in Portland texting in says, the Titans spent the entire year working mostly with backup or practice squad players. The one game when all starters are healthy is the first playoff game and the team's last game. Why is anyone surprised at the outcome? This is a team game. Tannehill, in my opinion, is simply the low-hanging fruit and easy picking. There's plenty of blame to go around on offense from the O-line to play calling. And, yes, Ryan's poor play was part of it, but not the only thing that cost us that game. This is coming from Santa in Portland.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of that out there, and that's fine. I mean, look, it is always way more complex than we want to make it. And John Robinson, in some of his interview with Ben Arthur, you know, kind of went through that. Like, there's a lot to it, of course. There's so much on every single play in a football game. There's so much information that we don't have on one matchup they're trying to get or an adjustment in coverage or whatever it is. The route was a half step off. But I don't see how you watch that game and don't come away saying it was quarterback's fault. Yes, it is low-hanging fruit. It is very simplistic to go there, and the quarterback always gets more blame and more credit than deserved. But in this case, it's correct.
Wes on the text line says, my opinion is J-Rob doesn't want to mortgage the future to get a quarterback. I think his focus is on keeping key pieces, especially on defense, i.e. re-signing Landry and Cunningham, also possibly figuring out how to bring Foreman back as well. A lot of love for Deontay Foreman out there.
Yeah, that's one that I'm not even really entertaining. I guess it's possible, but I think he made himself money. I think he got himself into this league. Back into this league, you know, with a good contract, but I don't think it'll be here. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think you're right. Again, if you really dug in and you got into some serious discussions, if you're John Robinson, about Tannehill, you are giving up some very good pieces. I don't think it's just draft picks that ultimately you're going to lose. If it's a matter of just mortgage everything, get in the big-time quarterback and mostly keep the team together, then that's one thing. I don't think it would have been that, though.
Ron on the text line. I know J-Rob is trying to make this team better, but is any of his decision-making arrogant? We're only his guys and decisions are best. I just hope we're not having this conversation next offseason, because if we are, the fans will want to riot. This coming from Ron on the text line. We got to calm down on the rioting stuff.
Man, second straight rioting threat.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, what do you do?
Like, actually rioting or just, like, rioting online?
I don't know.
Is it arrogant? Well, look, I mean, look, people in charge of NFL teams, and what did Floyd used to say? There's a great saying that Floyd used to say on the show with Jared. If you listen to the fans too much, you're going to be sitting with them soon.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so look, again, there's way more information that they have in the building than fans or media have access to. So that's part of this. But at the same time, it's always good for people to keep in mind why they have the high-paying jobs they have. And that goes for media, too, by the way.
Scott texting in says, I tuned in this morning to hear some expert analysis about the incredible Pro Bowl. It came down to the last possession and a huge fourth down conversion in the ultra-competitive game. It needs to be talked about, but I'm not hearing it. This is coming from Scott on the text line. Thank you, Scott.
Is Scott being sarcastic?
Yes, I think so.
I love you, Scott. Is there anybody yet on the text line who has seriously? I mean, someone has to admit it. Someone better admit that they watch the Pro Bowl, because the numbers
would
tell
suggest.
You that you do. So come on. Come on today. Step out of the shadows and tell us why the hell you watch the Pro Bowl.
That's right.
Was it really close? What was the final score?
41-35.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
I thought it was 41-21. Okay. So there were two more powder puff touchdowns with no one even running on the field that were scored. Great.
Yes, there were. Brandy on the text line says, Tannehill is that boy that gives you just enough in a relationship to keep you hooked, but when you need him the most, he lets you down. The Titans can do better. This is coming from Brandy on the text line.
Wow. Ryan, Ryan. You're writing pictures of Ryan on your Trapper Keeper, aren't you?
Yes.
And during class. And then he bailed on you. Look at Michelle.
It's a Trapper Keeper.
Oh, Lord.
See? Yes. How do you know this? And she doesn't know this.
I don't
this.
Know.
I mean, look at everybody in the room with you is looking at you, too. Junie's trying to explain what a Trapper Keeper is to right now.
Like a pencil pouch?
Well, no, it's like the folder.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe
binder?
Yeah, it's like a binder, and you have your stuff in it. Yeah, it has Velcro, and you open it. Trapper Keeper? No?
They don't all Nothing? Have Velcro, but yeah.
Anyway, Ryan, do you like me? Yes, no, maybe.
Always love the maybe option on that one.
Yeah,
maybe.
Got to have a maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. See how it goes.
That when Taylor Swift sent you a note? Yeah.
Yeah. T-Swizzle.
Gave her the maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote a song about me. Whatever.
That's a good analogy, though, Ryan. Just not quite there. Doesn't quite take you to the dance.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezvik here with you. Got the Rex Rant coming up here in about 15 minutes with Joe Rex Road. So looking forward to that. You can catch the Rex Rant every Monday morning at 7:45 here on Robbie and Rex Road. Still taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Got a texture that says, I watched Bluey, which is apparently a kid's show on Disney, over the Pro Bowl. Good call.
Bluey?
Bluey.
Okay. By the way, Silver Mountain, just to clarify on Twitter, he actually was being sarcastic, so he is actually saying that they're decaying strategy.
Okay.
So
can Twitter add a sarcasm font?
Well, or like if you just would have spelled out decaying, but it said it has like, okay, deep decay management strategy. See, that's the thing. You thought it was supposed to be decent.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of issues here with Twitter. Either edit or like write out your full word at least, and then it would have been easier to follow. But yeah, we got you, Silver Mountain.
Yeah, we're all good. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Josh texting in. So since Tim Kelly is coming to Tennessee, can you see the Titans getting Deshaun Watson now, since we are the new Texans?
No. Oh,
coming from Josh.
There we go.
So we can move from Rodgers to Deshaun Watson.
This is Deshaun Watson week. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it adds up. Adds up to me.
Hey, man.
Who are the Texans hiring as their head coach, by the way?
Apparently,
they're hiring Lovie Smith.
I don't know if it's official that they're hiring, but they are apparently strong interest in Lovie Smith.
I did not see that one coming.
I neither. So?
So Brian Flores just not going to get a job? Like,
it doesn't look like it.
I mean, he has like connection with those. I thought that would be a real possibility for him. He has connections with them, obviously.
Yeah.
So this stuff is going to – he's going to be radioactive now?
I mean, the Saints haven't hired anybody yet. So.
Yeah. Are they the last one now? It wants the Texans.
They
the
are
Texans
now.
Texans and Saints.
They are now. They just sat down apparently with Eric Bieniemy for 8 hours yesterday. So maybe they
there's
him.
A guy who I don't get why he doesn't have a job already.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot to sort through on the coaching front. By the way, did you see Doug Peterson being introduced for the Jags?
There's
this slow mo video they took of Trevor Lawrence rounding the corner at full speed, and then all of a sudden they slow-mo'd the handshake with Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. It's just sitting there. It's a slow-mo of them shaking hands and slowly smiling to each other. It's like, man,
no.
The Jags just...
This is the Jags official Twitter
account?
Thank you for this. I'm going to do it right now. You keep talking. I'm just going to enjoy that right now.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, look, J-Rob has brought this team a long way. Look where we were before him. The Titans are actually relevant now. It feels like we have more mad fans now after being the one seed in the AFC than we did when we had two wins on the year. Maybe there was the excitement of a top draft pick then. I would still rather be where we are now than then. This coming from a texter on the text line. And, Joe, it's funny that he brings that up because there was another quote in this piece by Ben Archer.
I was just going there.
That kind of got my attention a little bit as well. It says, quote, and this comes from John Robinson, when I was first hired in 2016, the Titans had won 5 games in 2 years combined. They weren't very good, and I told the fans that we were going to win, and that's what we've done. We haven't won the big one, but just know that's our goal. 1 week at a time, put ourselves in a position to get closer to that. I thought we did that this year. It's funny looking back at all these divisional round games and the conference championship games, and we say it all the time, it comes down to 4 or 5 plays. He goes on this big, long thing and ends it by says, he's talking about the culture. He says, it was broken when I first got here. It ain't broken now. That's how he ends. So John Robinson feels the same as this texture of, yeah, do you remember what it was like before I got here? It's a lot better now. Which, look, it is. He's done a lot of good things. There's no way to me you can argue that. Also know that that's probably not what Titans fans want to hear right now.
Yeah. I mean, look, yes. It's like, to me, it goes without saying. And you know, every once in a while, we've had that discussion. Like, by the way, like, you know, especially when you get into an Isaiah Wilson or, by the way, I'm looking at the Jags thing. And it's just like all these slow-mo handshakes. It's hard
amazing.
To keep track of. But, you know, various draft picks or decisions that went wrong. I mean, we've had that discussion a lot. Like, you got to keep in mind, you got to keep in perspective here what he's done. You know, like people talk about hot seat with Robinson or Vrabel. It's like, dude, that's not even in the realm of reality, okay? But it also doesn't it go without saying we know this. Like, we know what they've done. They've gotten this to it is a good culture. It's a winning culture. You
sure.
Start with Amy Adams Strunk. She's been a huge, huge breath of fresh air and has turned this around. But then you get to a certain point where it is harder. The hardest thing is to go from really good to winning it all. Obviously, winning it all is the hardest thing. It is much harder to get from that to winning it all than it is to get from terrible to good.
Also, like, nobody's saying that John Robinson should – I mean, I don't think. Most people are saying, like, his job's in jeopardy or anything, right?
Maybe that dude who called earlier was like, ah, in the air. I don't know. But, yeah, not many.
Well, I mean, I get it. The culture here is a lot better now. It's great. And it is. It's great. But the question is not – it's no longer, hey, can you be, you know, 9-8 here or 10-7 or 11-5 or 11-6. I almost said 11-5. All those things are good.
The
can
one
you win
seed.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah, the one
yeah.
seed's great. It's just –
That's the question.
It's the question. And, you know, if they go through next year, have a good year, losing the playoffs, Tannehill is, you know, underwhelming in any way. You know, basically, unless they, like, lose a playoff game where they lose, like, 48-45, Tannehill is almost perfect and they just lose it because of their defense or some other crazy stuff, it's going to be pinned on Tannehill, and I'm keeping Tannehill. And you're going to look back at this postseason and say, man, that was just an incredible opportunity squandered.
Yeah.
And then if you're a Titans fan who's been there the whole time, you're going to look back and it's going to remind you a lot of the 2000 season. It's going to remind you a lot of the 2008 season. Because those opportunities don't come around very often. It's tough. And this conference, forget the league, this conference is loaded with better quarterbacks than Ryan Tannehill.
Kelton on the text line says, the Titans just need to keep that defense intact and they'll be fine. I hear you.
I agree they'll be fine. They'll be good.
Yeah.
I expect them to win the AFC South next year. So, yes, it's like worth keeping it all in perspective. Everybody's complaining about a team that just got the one seed. Despite all kinds of issues and adversity that weren't anyone's fault, and they're looking good next year. But we're talking about winning a Super Bowl.
You don't want to blame strength coach? You want to do that?
Well, about week, they did make a change.
Week 12 this year, everybody's blaming strength coach.
Yeah.
Just saying. They did make a change. You're right.
Don't know what that means, but they made a change.
Yeah. I got a texter that says, I wonder what Colin Kaepernick is up to. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
The Kaepernick discussion with Ryan Tannehill.
I remember, I'm trying to think, what year was I definitely wrote a Kaepernick could be a good backup for Mariota to call him for the Tennessean.
Yes.
It was like 2017, but yeah.
What is it now, 2022? All right.
Yep.
Hey, whatever, man.
I mean, he's probably still better than some of these backups in the NFL at this point.
Probably so. What do you think that they think they do anything at backup quarterback? If they don't draft someone, are they going to get a better backup quarterback than Logan Woodside? Because, I mean, the easy answer is you just if you draft your who you think is your future quarterback, then they're probably the backup at that point.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Or maybe they're not. Maybe Jordan Love and are inactive the whole year.
Well, right. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Like, if they don't end up going the rookie route with a QB, do they feel like they've got to – I mean, it sounds great. Yeah, go get someone who can push Tannehill the way he'd push, but who's that? Yeah, I don't – there's a limited selection there.
Seen Jameis. A lot of people pointed Jameis out there.
Well, at least Jameis has – I mean, he's got the talent.
Sure.
The ability, and, you know, he's not throwing a pick every other pass lately, so that's good. That's probably one of the better possibilities.
So you heard it here. Jameis to the Titans.
They get the number 2 pick from 15, and then they get the number 1, finally.
In all seriousness, there is some talk about what if he went back and was a starting quarterback in Tampa. He just takes a couple years off, heads back down to Tampa Bay. That'd be something.
I mean, they could do worse.
They could.
Would you rather have Jameis Winston as your starting quarterback or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, I love Jameis Winston because I think it's hilarious. So I'd go Jameis. That's me.
I would, in all seriousness, go Jameis. It'd be close, but I feel like you still have a higher ceiling with him than you do with Jimmy G. Now you got a higher opportunity for ridiculous, you know, picks and stuff like that. But Jimmy G throws some of those too. I'd go Jameis.
Does Jimmy G eat any W's on the sideline? No. I think not. I don't think so. I haven't seen
him do it.
Right. Just saying. That'll be something. I'm interested to see where he ends up. Like, what's the trade market value like for Jimmy G? I mean, I assume that Trey Lance is going to be the quarterback next year in San Francisco. So where does he end up? Obviously, a lot of people connecting the dots to Tampa. Do they want to do that? I don't know. It's going to be fascinating.
Right, and it's Tampa. And the thing is, for that whole division, I mean, anyone who gets a decent QB situation is the immediate favorite to win that division. So even though Tampa Bay looks like it's headed the other way, and they may, I mean, you know, they've certainly taken on some can kicking of their own, right, to make sure. Keep this together. And if they got him, I think I'd probably pick him to win the division.
Taysom Hill laughs at you. He hears this and laughs at you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sorry, Taysom.
We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Monday morning. When we come back, it is time for the Rex Rant. Joe Rex Rhodes' Rant of the Week coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Rhodes here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
The time is now for the Rex Rant.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
On Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna
And it is that time of the week, time for the Rex Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joe Rex Road's rant of the week. A little Kokomo bringing us back in here, which I still believe is Rex Road's favorite. Really sets the mood right for this segment.
Do you just sort of, like, do you have a schedule on these, or you just kind of go with feel every Monday?
Well, see, I was telling Junie and Nick back here, I said, okay, now here comes the choice. Which song do I choose for Rex Road? And I was thinking, since the weather's kind of getting nicer, let's do some Kokomo. Gets us in the little beach feel. Plus, I personally love the song.
We've made it up to 45 degrees.
Yeah, I know. It was 22 today.
Listen, I was complaining to my mom.
Nothing says beach like that.
I was complaining to my mom about the weather. She goes, Michelle, you are like 45 degrees warmer. I don't want to hear it.
That is true.
Okay, yep, you're fair.
Yeah, they need to hear Kokomo up there. So hopefully this will warm their hearts.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Ah,
so Rex Road, your rant of the week.
All right. Boy, this one's tough, man. This is a tough one, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to get through this.
Okay. All right.
So today to me, ends the Aaron Rodgers talk. I mean, there's no reason to talk about it anymore, okay? Aaron Rodgers, I don't know where he's going to be. He's not going to be with the Titans. The Titans quarterback is Ryan Tannehill next year. But I do want to say something to the folks who are dunking on Jared Stillman for reporting news that was, in fact, news. If Aaron Rodgers weren't building in Nashville, if he weren't coming to Franklin, whatever the heck he's doing, building some compound, the branched Rodgerivians or whatever, moving in.
That was great.
Then you could dunk all over Stillman. And trust me, I love dunking on Stillman. I look forward to doing it so many times again in the future. But I think some people are getting this a little bit twisted. So our friend Jim Wyatt, by the way, he had some fun with Jared in his mailbag on the Titans official site. I enjoyed it very much, but I am going to take issue with this tiny section from Jim Wyatt.
Okay.
Quote, and he's talking about Jared here. I noticed him lobbying for credit for his Rodgers, air quotes, scoop this week on social media, which is something people do when they don't get a lot of scoops. Hey, maybe one day one of the theories / pitches Stillman trumpets on the air will one day come to fruition. So here's the thing. I mean, look, folks, this was news. It wasn't the biggest news in the world, but it was news. And it was news that Jared broke. And he did all but scream the disclaimer when he did it. And in the ensuing week or whatever day he did this, he wasn't trying to say this meant Rodgers is going to the Titans. He was laying out something that was true. I mean, I'm waiting to hear Aaron Rodgers argue that this is untrue.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet.
It's not the biggest deal in the world, but it is news. It is newsworthy information that Jared had first. And then, yeah, I mean, he spent a lot of time explaining how the Titans could make this work with a little bit of like, yeah, figure it out when it gets to like cap stuff and specifics, okay? That's the stuff you can dunk on Jared about. But a lot of the reaction, that mailbag I saw, there's a body bag for Jared, suggests that people thought that Jared went full-on Toonses from the start and yanked the wheel and was off the cliff before he even got like a mile down the road and reported that Rodgers is coming here. It's not true. And yes, Jared does deserve credit for this. And by the way, Jared haters, he also deserves the national gig he just got doing SiriusXM Mad Dog Radio. Jared is very good at what he does. He's very talented. He shows up. And he looks people in the eye and asks them questions. He does not lob grenades from afar like a lot of other talk radio people do in this business. He says what he thinks. And even when sometimes I have no idea where that could possibly come from, that deserves respect. And now I feel dirty and I feel like I need a shower.
I was going to say, you'll be okay?
I feel like I need a shower like Jared did that day when he should have showered before telling us that Carson Wentz is the worst quarterback in the history
of the NFL. Well, maybe he'll text you today and thank you rather than like texting me to thank you for him.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll
see. Did you block him?
We'll see if he can summon the courage. If I knew how to block him, I would. I need to ask my kids who block me how do I can block
him. Yeah. Excuse me, children. I have a question for you.
Joe, I've decided, I think if it rings, they didn't block you, they just muted probably every notification from you.
There was a time, I won't specify a name, trying to be better. I didn't say that. But there was a time when I would call this unnamed person and it wouldn't ring. Right? Is that being blocked? Like it would like...
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if I could do that, like, let's just pick a week here or there with Jared, Yeah. Just like, you're blocked this week. Let's just try it.
Well, again, yes, what he reported was news. And look, anytime it's Jared, I mean, this is kind of the same thing that happened with the – well, I shouldn't say it's the same thing that happened, but it was a similar reaction with the Poyle stuff of the, well, I know more than you do type stuff.
About the situation.
Was about the Tanner Janot protecting in the expansion draft.
Yeah,
situation.
I had a part in that. That's,
yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But my
tweet was a little bit – needed to be edited.
Like, Poyle wasn't sitting there looking at Jared be like, well, Jared, you're an idiot. I know more than you do about this. He was like, well, you know, I've had conversations about Tanner Janot, is basically what he was saying. And, you know, if you take Poyle at his word there, probably a pretty good chance Seattle was going to take him. It's worked out pretty well for the Predators.
It has.
My point being.
It was a great take, Jared.
Yeah.
Let's rip Jared for the rest of the Senate, can we?
Yes.
Nice take on Janot, buddy.
My point being, the Aaron Rodgers move into Williamson County was news. As far as I know. He's moving there. It's good stuff. Now, we said from the jump, people move here all the time.
I mean, we
laugh.
Right.
That he's going to be a start quarterback for the Titans next year. But, again, it's news that
but
he's moving
Jared
here.
Didn't say he wants.
He didn't.
I really think that a fair amount of people either think that
or
they just want to frame it that way so that
because
they can so they can treat him like a pinata. Which, again, for the most part, I'm good with. But let's be real here, folks.
I can't. This is a big moment here. This is an emotional moment here on the show. Jared versus Joe, going to have a little bit of a different ring to it this week. You're going to bat for him.
I'm
going to
be a real jerk this week. I'm going to be a real
Joe's
jerk.
Joe's going for the two-peat.
That's right. Two-peat. Yeah. Yeah, Caroline every once in a while. And she's...
Just lobs him one?
Well, she has to let him win sometimes.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that Joe just refuses to admit whenever he loses. You're like, nah, it's okay. Caroline just gave it to Jared this week. Like, I think in your head, you win every week.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm right, though, you know? I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it's sort of like a legal defense. Like, if truth is ultimately, like, the defense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree with you.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So do
if
I.
You guys, if you guys think Jared won any time, you let me know.
Well, one time.
You tell me.
We'll do it on our show once, and I'll just give it to Jared.
That's true. We could have a Jared. We could have a home and away.
That's amazing. A home and away. We can do spreads, point spreads. Joe favored by 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you're done with Aaron Rodgers.
Over
stuff.
Under on
you don't even
takes
wanna,
that melt your brain by Jared 1.5.
You don't even want to speak about it anymore. You're just done with Aaron.
Well,
Rodgers
I mean,
stuff.
Oh, I mean, I'm fine talking about Aaron Rodgers. It's a big story in the NFL.
Yes.
But Aaron Rodgers here, yeah. I mean, John Robinson is. He basically is like, please stop.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm
without saying.
From
please
everything,
stop.
Yeah,
from which every could happen soon.
Yeah, I mean maybe he'll actually
say,
just say that.
Stop.
But basically, that's what he's screaming from a mountaintop right now. So, and you know what? You're right. People are going to be upset, and I don't blame a Titans fan for being mad. If your GM had. It was just like, no, we're going to be great. We're going to win the Super Bowl with this quarterback, and we don't need to look at anybody else. But I just don't. I don't know that that's true. Maybe it is worth leaking that you had some conversation. But then again, then you're sending a message to Ryan Tannehill, a different message than you're saying publicly.
And the message is, hey, stop throwing the ball to the other team.
Well, there's that.
Dennis on the text line says, did people think that the Packers would be like, oh man? Rodgers is moving to Nashville. Now we have to trade him to the Titans. It's coming from Dennis on the text line.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, it's just, yeah. It's interesting.
I think some people wanted to say, well, does this mean that Rodgers wants to play for the Titans? Like, is that what this means?
Right.
Because he's moving down.
Like
here.
He's sending his own little message. And again, I mean, look. I mean,
which
I talked about Jared before he talked about it on the air. I was like, dude, like. There's a lot of people who move here. You know this, right?
Right.
Like famous people and rich people move here a lot lately.
Yeah.
So, it's still cool. Aaron Rodgers will be around.
Yeah.
See him around town.
Maybe we'll get him on the show.
Yeah. It could be. Sure. If McAfee will let us have him.
Yeah. How close were you to really wanting to come play for the Titans? Scale of 1 to 10.
Someday.
Yeah.
Well, he should go on Jared's show.
Well, probably so.
Jared can tamper.
Do we think Jared's done with it today? Think no more Aaron Rodgers stuff today?
I'm actually really interested. Because the pivot, it's tough. It's tough to pivot from something like this into the long, you know, I mean, same thing with us. It's like, okay, is it mock draft time? Are we getting into that?
Do we have to? We probably do.
I mean, the combine is coming up, so, you know, like, look, I'm cool doing an all hoop show, but, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. Michelle, look at Michelle.
She's like, oh, his eyes lit up over there. Oh, my goodness, sounds great.
I'm with you, Michelle. We just got to try to, we got to get more hoops. But I know Jared's not going to do that. So we got hockey, which is good. We got the Preds starting back up. More of that.
Yeah,
more of that. But, yeah, I don't know. What is Jared going to do? Is Jared going to throw in the towel? Is that what it is?
Back to Russell today, man.
I'm very intrigued by this.
This has been the Rex Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can check it out every Monday morning at 7:45. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Corey Curtis from News 2. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and John Robinson's comments as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.